Hello everyone, I'm Saurabh Sen Sharma from the Microsoft Azure Backup product team, and in this video, I will show you how you can get started with backing up the Windows Server system state using Azure Backup. Once you have an Azure subscription, go to portal.azure.com to access the Azure Management Portal. The first step is to create a Recovery Services Vault for your backups. To do that, click on New on the left vertical pane and search for Backup and Site Recovery OMS. When you click on the search result, Azure Backup opens a new blade with information about a Recovery Services Vault, along with a Create button here to create the vault. Click Create and enter the details of your first Recovery Services Vault. Select the checkbox here to access your new Recovery Services Vault directly from your Azure dashboard. Once Azure is done creating the vault, you will see what is known as the Vault Dashboard. Click on Backup on the Getting Started section of the Vault Settings blade. This will open the Backup Wizard. Specify the location where the data asset you want to protect is running. Since we want to protect an on-premises Windows server, we will go ahead and select On-Premises, and from the drop-down here, select System State, and then click OK. This presents a two-step process that involves downloading the Azure Recovery Services Agent installer and a vault credential file that is required for registering your Windows server with this Recovery Services vault. You can alternatively get the Recovery Services Agent and the vault credential file by clicking on Properties in the Vault Settings blade and downloading them from here. I'm going to go ahead and click Download, and I'm also going to download the vault credential file from this blade. Copy the Azure Recovery Services Agent installer and the vault credential file that you downloaded from the vault onto the Windows server that you want to protect. Run the installer to install the Azure Recovery Services Agent. Once the installation is complete, proceed registering to the Recovery Services Vault by providing the vault credential file that you downloaded from the Recovery Services Vault that you created. Click Next. Select a passphrase of your choice and make sure to save it at a location of your choice so that you can refer to it later when you need to restore your backups. Click Finish to finish registering this Windows server with Azure Backup. Now that registration is complete, we will go ahead and enable the preview feature of backing up system state using Azure Backup. To do that, open an elevated command prompt and execute the command netstop obengine. Once the command is executed successfully, open the registry editor and navigate to HKEY Local Machine, Software, Microsoft, and within Microsoft, Windows Azure Backup. Out here, you'll find a key called Cloud Backup Provider. Here, add a new DWORD value by the name Turn Off SSB feature and set it to a value of 2. Once you've done that, go back to the elevated command prompt and execute net start obengine. After the command has executed successfully, go back to the Azure Backup Register Server Wizard and click Close. This would launch the Azure Backup Management Console. To backup system state, click on Schedule Backup. This will open a Schedule Backup Wizard. Click Next and then select Add Items. Here, you will see the option to backup system state and files and folders from the local volumes attached to this Windows server. Since I want to backup system state, I will select this option, click OK, and further click Next. Azure Backup automatically assigns a backup and retention policy for your system state backup that you can review on the confirmation page of this wizard. Click Finish to save the schedule. With this, Azure Backup is now ready to back up your server system state directly to Azure at the scheduled date and time. Thanks for watching this video.